Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Because it was invented in Hamburg, Germany.
Is that
at least so they say. I will do some confirmation research for you.
Do that for me, please. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We have a slam-packed show this evening with our good friend Chef Saber Ricci. She'll be joining us in just a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about her book that's called Dirty, Sexy, Funny Astrology. And
You did.
A little bit different book than she's written in the past, and it is kind of dirty, sexy, funny. So we'll be talking to her in just a couple of minutes. I do have some somber news to pass along. Fresh and Easy, as I call them, Fresh and Sleazy in California, has completely gone bankrupt. They are out of business as of this past week. And, Brian, that's where I used to get the big kahuna wine.
I know.
They're no longer making it, no longer in existence. What shall I do?
They're not in California.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm kidding. But they are out of
business.
I think you've gotten past big kahuna, though.
Yes, I have gotten past Big Book Kahuna. I'm now drinking more fancy stuff now. And, yeah, by the way, we have our own personal private shopper. we have a
– amazing.
We've been doing it like 35 years, what he said.
Forever.
Yeah. We get a phone call today, and Doug, our neighbor, who's a butcher over at Food Lion, says, Grill Master – well, first he talks to Laurie. He says, I got to talk to the Grill Master. And he goes, Grill Master, I've got – pork on sale for 99 cents a pound. You got to come over. I'll pick you out some. I got the beautiful pork shoulders for 99 cents a pound. It's like 17 pounds of pork shoulder. Unbelievable. He hand picked them for me. They're crying about it. It's so great to have a neighbor who's also a butcher. And also it's great for your neighbor to call you Grill Master. How do you like that, Brian?
I'm not going to comment.
And you didn't ask him. He just calls up and says, "Hi, Lori, how are you?" I'm like, "Well, hi, Doug. How are you? Was this Grill Master there?" I'm like, "Yeah, hold on."
I have the answer to the hamburger question.
Yes, what is it?
The term hamburger originally derives from Hamburg, Germany, second largest city. High Germany, Burg means fortified settlement or fortified refuge.
So
but
wait a minute.
It originated in Hamburg.
I thought we invented that crap. America invented hamburgers. I think you're wrong.
Go look up Wikipedia, okay?
Baseball, hot dogs, hamburgers, and Chevrolet. I think that's how it goes, doesn't it? Or no, I didn't know that. So that's where it came from. Hamburg, Germany.
Just the name. The name is derived from Hamburg, Germany.
Very interesting. Well, I made a hamburger tonight for real, and we cooked the ham. And if you never have grilled a ham before, folks, take a ham, ham, and grill it, and you want to char it. And I know Brian's going to say, "I char everything," but you want to char it on the outside. Get your grill up to like 500 degrees and char that baby. And Laurie, well, just tell Brian how wonderful it was.
Well, first of all, I picked it out. My birthday, I love smoked ham. I love a ham on the grill. So I thought, okay, it's my birthday. I'm going to run to the store and pick out a really nice ham, which I did. I mean, I was like, it's so funny. I'm digging, and the people look at me like, what is she digging for? I'm digging and moving all the hams around to look for, like, the most perfect ham. It was so good just to start with. And then he grilled it for how many hours on the grill? I forget.
4 hours.
4 hours. This thing melted in your mouth. The juice is all over the platter. It was so heavenly. And then today he goes, we have burgers. I'm going to have a ham burger. I'm like, what is he saying? I always have to like crack up. He comes up with these things. He goes, I really am making a ham with the burger. I'm like, who would have thought of that? So that's what he had. He said it was delicious. I'm like, okay.
It was
so
good.
Meanwhile, he's drinking a lot of water.
And Brian, would you like to sing to Laurie, or do we both sing to Laurie? How do we do this? I was looking to see if I had a happy birthday song.
I thought I sang to her yesterday.
Oh, he did.
Did I call you and sing to you yesterday?
Yes, you did. You did.
So I guess we're going to have to say happy birthday to you. Bum, 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 bum. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Dear
Laurie. Happy birthday to you. Okay,
happy birthday to me.
And you know it's legal. Right. And you know it's legal to do that now.
What's legal?
Happy birthday is no longer under copyright.
True.
Oh,
so it's legal. It's legal to sing happy birthday in public.
You and your freaking copyrights. Would you stop?
No,
anyway,
no, it's true. I saw it. It was copywritten, and they fought it. It was ridiculous. How can you copyright that song? Everyone sings it. You'll be like, it's just ridiculous.
Oh,
well,
it was crazy.
Right.
It was crazy. Yeah.
And I got Saberici says, I'm here and ready. I have people waiting on me. Let me know how to connect.
Yay.
All right. Oh,
okay,
hold
I have a question.
Second. Yes.
It is, I have a question. Is it Saber or is it Sabra?
Well,
I mean, when I look at her name.
Saber,
yeah.
You,
okay.
You ask her. She's right here. She's got people waiting, so we don't want her to wait any longer. Welcome to the show, Chef Saberici. Are you there?
I am. Am I coming through?
Yes, you,
you sound great. Hello.
You're fine.
Hello. It's Sabra, Brian. How many times have I been on this show? It's Sabra.
I know.
Yeah.
I still say Sabra for some reason. I had a friend years ago. Her name was actually Sabra. So I tend to say Sabra.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
He's a slow learner, Saber. He has a hard time with his things. And by the way,
I'm not a slow learner.
Sabra, before we go too far, because we want to talk about your book, and I know you're busy and you got people waiting, but... No.
It's just like today we've been out. I'm in Boston with my family, the big Richie family, right? And we went out to my cousin's. She has this amazing archery school up in Georgetown. Yeah, so we like 12 of us, Richie's, went to her school and did some archery, and then we went to dinner. And so I kind of got stuck between like being where I needed to be to do the show.
Well,
you were actually going to read that.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I just read whatever. I don't have a filter. I haven't had a filter for 5 years. When do you think I'm going to start now? By the way, archery school. When I think of archery school, it just makes me quiver. Oh, boy.
Does it make you think of Katniss Everdeen?
Anyway, let's talk about your book. This book.
Okay,
you have,
let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Dirty, Sexy, Funny Astrology. Now, first of all, I have not read it, but Laurie got it, and she was reading parts of it. And this is kind of
This is kind of
different for you. I mean, we're talking about sexual position. We're talking about some crazy, crazy stuff. So you want to take it from here?
Okay. Well, I don't know if the audience is aware, but Jenny McCarthy is my co-author on the book.
Okay.
And Dirty, Sexy, Funny is Jenny's brand. So almost 2014, I was working with her in New York, and I had come over to Boston to visit my family for the weekend, and her show on the comedy show Dirty, Sexy, Funny was coming on Epics that weekend. And so we all gathered around the TV and started watching this crazy, you know, Dirty, Sexy, Funny comedy show, and I just, she does it with four other ladies, and I mean, it is hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. But at any rate, I sat there thinking, like, gosh, I wonder what sign those ladies are, because she has four other comedians that do the show with her. And so when I got back to New York on Monday, I told her, like, wow, you know, we should do a book on this. We should do a book on Dirty, Sexy, Funny, and voila, that's how the concept came about. And you know me and the signs, that's all I think about when it crosses over to everything, whether it's food, whether it's sex, whether it's comedy. So so Lori, what did you think of the book? I know it's a little X-rated, but did you enjoy it?
I did. Actually, I don't fit. I don't know. You're a Scorpio, too, but I hate the position that it said we like. but you know, everybody, but also, as you know me, you've met me, too, and you've said, I think I have other signs in me because I don't fit the Scorpio to begin with anyway. I'm never moody. I'm so laid back. I love pink. I don't like the jewel colors of a Scorpio. So I just don't seem to fit in. I don't know what the heck I am with a sign.
I don't know. Well, we need to do your chart because, you know, you might not know this, but as I know, there's so much more to, that's what we call generic astrology, just based on the sun sign. There's so much more to it. Like, you should have your...
And also our upbringing. I think we talked about that. Like, it's your upbringing, how you were raised, and, you know, so I think that has a lot to do with, you know, how you are in life. I don't know.
That's a whole nother radio show, but you know, we should do your chart, and I would be happy to do your chart if you give me your time and location of birth. And I think we even talked about this before point, didn't we?
We did.
Yes. So, you know, your rising sign is how you appear in the world. Your moon sign is how you emote. So there's just so much more to it. The sun sign is a very generic, you know, aspect. I mean, I think it certainly has something to do with your personality. But I think that as you were mentioning, where you're born, and also as we progress, because, you know, there's what's called a progress chart too. So, and anyway, I don't want to get the audience too confused on that, but I thought this is pure entertainment. That is what this book is. It's pure entertainment.
I was
hysterical
reading it. Yep.
She's right. It's funny. It really is.
Brian was concerned about you reading, as he calls it, his horoscope. But when were you born, Brian?
Huh?
When were you born? What's your birthday?
December 18th.
All right, so Sabra,
he's a Sag.
He's a what?
Yep. Sagittarius.
I'm a Sagittarius.
All right, well, Sagittarius, can you tell us something dirty and funny about and sexy about Sagittarius?
Yes, I will. Sagittariuses are, well, you know, they're the adventurers of the zodiac. So they need to, you know, they don't want to do it in the same place all the time. They like taking that stuff on the road. They like to spice it up, you know, I think especially when Sagittarians are young, they really like to mix it up. I mean, how long did it take you to settle down with one person, Brian?
Oh, I didn't get married until I was 33.
There you go.
So, there
and
you
how
go.
Many were there between then and
I can't say that on the air.
One.
Well,
one.
Then you, but you know what I'm talking about then, right?
He's a Mile High expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you part of the Mile High Club?
you just pinpointed the reason why I have a dark side. Because I'm an adventurer.
you have to do Aries.
Aries, okay. Well,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Aries tend to be, you know, they're the babies of the zodiac, and everything's about me, me, me. So,
how true you are.
They're the, gosh, we have a mixed crowd in all ages going on here, right? I don't think I can really say this on the air, can I?
Sure you can. Blog talk. You can say anything you want to say.
Well, I would... you didn't read about Aries in the book, apparently, huh?
No, I didn't.
You know, they Robert Downey Jr. is one of the celebrities. We'll talk about him. How about that for our
okay,
Aries?
There you go. There
he
you
was.
Go.
He was. He quotes in one of. Well, I'll quote him in one of the interviews that came out. You know, in the last few years, that he said back in the day that he was a serial spanker. And that kind of sums Aries up. If someone else isn't doing it, they need to be. Okay,
yeah.
You asked for it. I like.
Yeah,
that's
where you got it. Well, how long ago did you write this book? It just recently came out, or?
It came out June 15th, and okay. And then we did a lot. We did some heavy promotion in June and through July, and then I had to go to Europe, and Jenny, you know, was filming her reality show. So now we're just getting back to it, and we're, you know, doing another big promotional between now and Valentine's Day. So we're going to be doing a lot of media and you know, trying to promote, because it's a great book for Valentine's Day. You know what? This is a great bathroom book.
Okay.
Because you're very, like, in a way, I mean, and you know this too, I mean, you're more like me. You're very reserved, but you do seem like you're on the reserved side, yet you can... feel, is it the astrology that brings it out where you can still do this and talk about it and not, like I'm reserved and I have a tough time, you know, like, just, you know, just coming out and being like the way you are, like you're really good because you know what I'm saying, like because you're very like you're like this little dainty petite little thing, so sweet. Hi Lori, how are you? And then you put out this book and it's like, okay, how does she do it? I want to be like that. Like you get to be like that, but we get in the reserved way.
You know what? Everybody, like, whether they want to, you know, whether they talk about it in public or not, I think everybody's curious. This is the kind of book that nobody would probably admit to buying, but, you know, our sales have been pretty good. Let's put it that way. Apparently, sex sells, Lori.
Apparently. Hey, I bought the book.
Now, if they want to get the book, they can get it, I guess, at your website. Where is it?
They can get it at, at a number of places. They can get it on Jenny's website at jennymccarthy.com. They can get it at SaberRichieAstrology.com. They can get it on Amazon.com and iTunes.com.
You got it everywhere. Now, I have to ask the question, too. Are you and Jenny still doing the radio show? Isn't there a radio show you guys are doing together?
Yes, we have. We just haven't been. Unlike, you know, Jenny likes doing, if you're going to do her show, she wants you there in person. So that's been our biggest problem lately. But,
she ever needs me. Hey, just tell me when, where, and how. I'll be there.
No, she really does. She doesn't like people just calling in. She likes people to be in studio with us.
No kidding.
So we did a book signing up here on Thursday night, and Jenny Skyped in. She gave away a spot on her radio show as one of the prizes we raffled off at the book signing on Thursday night. So we're going to have a couple more of those going on in the next few months. I'm doing a book signing in Las Vegas on December 6th and a book signing on Maui on December 16th. So we're going to be doing the same thing. Jenny will be Skyping in for the event and we'll be giving away a spot on her radio show. So two lucky people, yeah, have the chance to win a spot on her show.
Now, the show itself, is it broadcast on satellite radio?
Yes, it's on Sirius XM Radio. It stars 109, and she airs from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Cool. And you have a bit on there, what, once a week, or how often are you on?
Well, we were doing it regularly every couple weeks, but I haven't been on since, I think, July. So, but that's, I'll be back on in the next month.
You're
a busy person.
Yes, you are very busy.
With cooking.
Everybody is. I know. And on top of that, are you still a chef? Are you still doing chef work? Or are you just too busy being sexy and dirty and funny?
Of course, that's my day job. This is my hobby. Yes, I am definitely still a chef.
Good.
So you look fantastic in your pictures, and like I said, we met, and you are just an adorable person, and I wish you all the best of luck and success with everything you do, with this book and all your other books and everything you do. So really, you're a good person.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. It's so nice to be back on here. I'd love to come back on again, and we should give a. Why don't you? Give away a book on the show today to a lucky winner. So I don't know how
all
to
right,
do
I'll tell
that,
you what,
but however.
We'll do. Anybody who's out there, the first person that sends me a private message on Facebook or an email at grayandideas@earthlink.net, the first person who does that, private message on Facebook or to my email, grayandideas@earthlink.net, will get the free book, 30 Sexy Funny Astrology by Chef Saber Ricci and her co-writer, which is Jenny McCarthy. We'll send you out a free book. We thank you for joining us. Check out her book on all the different locations she mentioned. You sounds like you can get it pretty much everywhere, and we'll let you go back and visit with your family there in Boston.
Aw, thanks, guys. It was such a
safe
pleasure.
Safe travels. Take care.
Thank
Good
you.
To
thank you.
Happy belated, Lori. Happy
oh,
belated
thank you so
birthday.
Much. You're just coming up. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so
what
much.
What day is yours? What date is yours?
My birthday is a week from today, next Sunday,
yeah, well,
the 22nd.
Happy birthday.
She's a Scorpio.
Thank
too,
you.
Yep.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
I'll be in Vegas.
Take
okay.
care. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Check out her book. And we found out that Brian's a part of the Mile High Club, and he's a very adventurous person. So if you want to find out more
so
about
maybe,
your sign.
So maybe you'll just get off my back now.
No, I won't. That was,
and
that
you
no
know
fun.
That you'll just never, ever, ever be the adventurous person that I am.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why I'm Doc.
He's a homebody.
Yeah.
He's adventurous at home.
Yes. Yes, I am. Okay. Now, I'm going to switch gears here for a second. I'm going to talk about my favorite subject, which is the food, babe. I have to tell these stories. These are driving me freaking crazy. I want to read something to you guys. Brian, I'm going to read this. This actually came from someone off of Food Babe on her Facebook page, and this is what it says. Dear Food Babe, I have a question I'm hoping you can answer. At home, we try to eat strictly organic, wild, caught, hormone-free, etc. But at the end of a long week or when with our friends we go out to eat, I often struggle with what to choose when eating out because there are often no organic, wild-caught, or free-range grass-fed options. What do you think is the best choice? Farm-raised fish, hormone or antibiotic-treated chicken, beef, or a dinner salad, likely loaded with pesticides? Or are they all equally terrible? Do these people have a life, for God's sake?
But you know what? That, to me, sounds like someone who was being sarcastic.
No, it's for real.
Is there a response?
Yeah, they have all kinds of answers telling her where she needs to go, and these particular restaurants serve all the things you're looking for, and yada, yada, yada. Remember last week we talked about being a foodie and being a pompous ass, or I didn't say that, I said being snooty. These people, oh, my God, do they truly worry about this kind of stuff? Am I just like somebody who's like out in – like, am I from Mars? Do people really worry about this stuff?
Well,
I don't.
The part about Mars, we can talk about later. But
I'm with Brian, though. It sounds to
but
me
I,
as
but
that
I,
it's that it's
but
being
I
sarcastic.
Still think I think that I think it's someone that was like being sarcastic, especially with the bad options. You know, them saying, "Well, should I have a dinner salad loaded with pesticides?" That sounds to me like someone's like.
No,
it sounds like we wrote that. It sounds like
well,
we would have written
it
that.
It does,
to
but
her.
It's for real. These people are actually worried about the fact that they cannot find these things at restaurants. I wrote a note on that post, by the way, and I just said there are people out there in this world who go to bed hungry, who would enjoy eating a quote-unquote dinner filled with pesticides, and they don't care where it comes from. And I just don't – I mean, maybe this was a farce, but there's people literally answering this person saying, oh, yes, you can go in such-and-such restaurant, or you can go so-and-so place and get the best of the best, and the organically this and the organically that. It's just – I'm just blown away about how far this woman has pushed people to where they're afraid to eat anywhere unless it meets some certain criteria. Come on. It's just, and here's a better one. I don't know if you've seen where she's posted on her wall that none of us should be eating frozen turkey from the supermarket. You should only be eating organic wild turkeys that are grown organically, free range, heritage turkeys. And if you eat the ones that come from the supermarket that are frozen, you're taking a chance with your life. And you should not be eating those turkeys. Where does this woman get off on? I mean, literally, I can't believe she actually posts these things on her page.
And you know what? When they go to those organic free-range markets, unless they actually kill the turkey in front of the people buying it, there's no guarantee that that turkey wasn't frozen.
True.
I mean, I could buy free-range organic product in the supermarket that's been previously frozen, as they show on the labels now.
What do we pay today? $0.67 a pound for a turkey, Laurie?
I think it was 53 cents, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, and these people are paying like $9 a pound to have a heritage or free range or whatever type of turkey. I just don't get it. And this woman is pushing this. Does she understand that the whole industry has been built based on feeding hungry people and the millions and millions and millions and millions of birds, chickens, turkeys, et cetera, that are produced on every day to feed everyone? And now she's going to tell everybody, if you eat those frozen birds, you're putting yourself at risk. It's just un-freaking believable. And she gets away with it.
Well,
and she's making a gazillion dollars doing it.
She knows nothing about any economics besides the fact that she is making the money that she's making.
Yes. Yeah, if you support her and give her money, she'll talk about how great your product is. But God forbid, if you don't kowtow to her, then guess what? She's going to slam you in the market. It's just unbelievable. You get a chance. I want people to go to foodbabe.com and read the crap that this lady puts out. I mean, it's got to the point where it's like, and I have a hard time understanding how all these sheeple will follow this woman and believe the crap that she says. I mean, yeah, okay, I agree with her. There's some bad things in the food industry, but give me a break. Don't eat frozen turkey.
You know what? Okay, all right. I'm gonna make an analogy here, and I hope that people don't take this the wrong way, but you have holy roller ministers that serve you a pack of whatever they're serving you, and people buy into it and believe it, and they give them money, and the money never goes to the church. It goes in their pocket. You have politicians that serve you a pack of lies, and people buy into it, and they give money, and money goes into pockets. This is no different. She's got people brainwashed just like anybody else in the world. That's an opportunist that knows how to brainwash people.
True. So you think it's more like a religion? People are actually falling for this more like a religion. The food
based
religion.
Of course, it's a cult. It's a cult. It is a cult. And you know what? It's going to die. Like fads die, it's going to die. And I think that we should spend more energy worrying about, you know, how to feed the people and how to help people the right way, rather than worrying about this stupid lady and her cult.
Well,
because it's
got to
go away.
You got a ton of people following her. You just sent me a text message. What do you want? You said, I want it now. What do you want, Brian?
You sent the first person that sent you a message gets the book.
Oh,
I want it now.
That's why I want to read it past his mile high.
I get this text message from you. It says, I want it now. I'm like, what do you mean you want it now? What the heck do you want now?
I said that the second you said anybody that sends you a message.
We're delayed here. No, because of our where we live. Sometimes I'll get a phone message the next day.
Yeah, but I was just trying to figure out what the heck he wanted now. We're in the middle of a conversation about food, babe, and I get this text from him. I'm just like, oh, boy. All right. Hey, Laurie, did you have any food news, Laurie, that you wanted to share? I can't remember if you said you did or didn't.
Yeah, let me come over, and I have a few things. And, yeah, something I was curious, because this one little snippet, I want Brian to elaborate after I'm done. Okay. Chefs were asked what current food trend will be the hottest menu trend 10 years from now. And they said environmental sustainability topped the list, followed by local sourcing, nutrition, and ethnic cuisines and flavors. Okay. The chefs were also asked how they feel about customers taking photos of their food
and posting it on social media during their meals. Brian, you have got to, I mean, this is hysterical. I mean, when I read that line, I thought of you. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait to have him tell the people his take on it. It says nearly 3 in 5 chefs said it's free advertising and it's encouraged, but about a third of them said it's fine. What the heck did I do? It's gone. I'm
Well, it stopped right there.
What the heck happened? But anyway.
I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, I copy and pasted. You know what? I copy and pasted. Probably didn't highlight the whole thing. But anyway, Brian, you've got to elaborate.
Okay. All right. So, yes, I do post pictures of food on Facebook. But what food do I post pictures of?
Only yours.
My food.
Yeah, you have.
I shouldn't say do not. On a rare occasion, do I take a picture somewhere else? I mean, sometimes I'll take a picture, you know, when I'm being dark man, and text it to you guys. I'm like, hey, look, you know, I'm eating at Hardee's tonight.
Of course.
You know,
right.
But I don't. I rarely take pictures in restaurants. Because
that's awesome.
I want your take on why. Because I just think it's wrong. I just, you know, it's like, to me, it's like, you know, people are bragging. Look, I'm eating it at Le Cirque, you know. Look, I'm eating a $100 hamburger, you know. I just think it's wrong. I think it's showing off. You know, that's what it is.
See, now I don't do it obviously, but I'm not a big, you know, Facebook poster, which is fine anyway. But I don't see anything wrong with it though. I don't think it's saying, here, look at me. I mean, I've been to all these fancy restaurants, but if I had a beautiful plate served to me and I wanted to show my friends on Facebook, oh my gosh, you know, look at this dish, I don't find it wrong. But like I said.
On occasion, I do it because it's like something, okay, this is something special, or was it, you know,
so
it was a place,
right?
I've been trying to go to forever. But
exactly.
how about the people that go to Starbucks and post their stupid cup of coffee every day? You know, that's just an attention grabber as far as I'm concerned.
How about those stupid people that post with their grilling on their grill every weekend? What about those people?
But you don't do it every weekend.
I do post quite a bit when I'm grilling on the grill. Is that wrong or right?
You just have fun. No, I don't think there's a right or a wrong. I don't think it's. I think it's just who that person is, and it makes them who they are. I mean, that's how I.
Okay. Let's add another thing to this. Let's say, okay, you're a food blogger or you're doing something, you're trying to create something, some kind of a website for yourself, and your thing is to write about food. I understand taking pictures and posting them. But yet still, it's like, you know, when you see someone's cup of Starbucks coffee every day, it's like, okay, who cares? So you spent $5 on a cup of Starbucks coffee. You know, I don't care.
If I think about it, if I didn't take pictures of my food, then I'd be nothing on my Facebook page.
You wouldn't. It's true. Yeah, because you're the grill master.
Yes, I am.
I'm still having trouble with that one, Laurie.
Yeah, I figured you were. I think you'll get over that.
No one ever called, no one said that. Like I said, this neighbor just called up and said it. Since the community party, like, everybody's like, grill, they love him. They said he lives up to his name, and I was the hostess with the most.
Well,
so
that's because he lives in front of that grill. So they don't know anything else to call him.
Well, they do. It's funny. When they ride by, literally, it's like yesterday, I was out there for 4 hours, and there's smoke billowing out of the grill while I'm standing there for 4 hours. And they're going back and forth, and they think that's all I do. They think I just work in the front garden and I grill. So I guess that's why all I do. And this whole sustainability thing, have you said that's another trend, Laurie?
What was that one?
S- sustainability. That was another trend, a big trend that's going on.
I think well, that local that's, sourcing. I see all that. Local sourcing, yeah, they want to support, you know.
I agree with that also. I agree with that also. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you can, but you know, not everybody can afford to support their local farmer who's going to charge you more money than the grocery store is going to charge.
And I agree with that
too. Because he's
got
to take care of his, because he's got to take care of his farm. But
mm-hmm.
but I get it. I would support it where I can, but I'm not going to obsess about, you know, supporting your local and organics and sustainability. Although I think sustainability is a good thing because I think it's good for the environment. But you know,
yeah.
That's
that was the number one thing. Yes, they said that, and I agree with you.
Blah
yeah.
blah. You guys,
well,
and the whole environment thing.
Look, when you open up your mouth, that destroys the environment. So I'm not even gonna go there.
If you folks really believe that we have something to do with this wonderful planet of ours and making it temperature rise and fall and all that, all of y'all are crazy. Yes, I have no problem with taking care of the environment. You don't want to have the scorched earth philosophy, but we're just a gnat on the tick on the ass of the elephant. We mean nothing to the earth.
I'm not talking about global warming, you dingbat.
Well,
I'm
it's all the same
about,
thing. When you say I'm environment, that's
about,
what it's all about. Yeah, you and Al Gore and Al Gore. I don't believe it.
All
anyway,
right. Yes,
that's a whole other show. We're almost out of time, believe it or not. We only got 3.5 minutes. So, like I always say, Laurie, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, but just want to thank everyone again for all the birthday wishes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was overwhelmed. I mean, beautiful, beautiful posts for my birthday and pictures and comments. And it was just, a tearjerker. I had a wonderful day.
She did.
Even today
was fun. She cried half the day. It was supposed to be a happy occasion. The poor thing was sitting there crying half the day.
I choked up over everything.
And Brian, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I want to say that McDonald's has now let me down again because I went to a different McDonald's to get a McRib sandwich, and they're like, we never even heard about that. So obviously they're only offering McRibs in select areas.
Well, where were you? If you're in Northern Virginia, forget it. They're not going to have McRibs there. Now, if you're in the South, in North Carolina.
I got one in Roanoke, and then I figured, you know, Central Virginia, they should have a McRib sandwich, and they didn't. I was just in the mood for it. It was cheap, you know. I'm trying to be cheap now. I got to save money for the holidays.
Speaking of that, McDonald's is turning themselves around. Remember when I talked about that automated menu board that I saw in Texas? Well, they're putting it in more stores, and if you had bought your stock back when I talked about that, it was at $94 a share, and as of Friday, I believe their shares were $114. So McDonald's is turning their act around, and they're actually doing pretty well. I read an article where things are turning around for McDonald's, so if you listen to our show and invested in McDonald's when I suggested that you do, you would have made some money.
And you
not
owe us some money.
Yeah, you listen. Not Chipotle. That's a whole other story, but we won't go there. Anyway, thank you for joining us, and come back and see us again. And speaking of selfies, I guess we'll play the song Smiles All Around by Brian Mack. Don't forget to go check out Laurie's book at myhappybooks.com. We will see you guys next Sunday, same place, same station, and we're out of here. Everyone have a nice week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Cheers.
Cheers.